This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I got the Giants going 82-75.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Casey Johnson's going to join us in 10 minutes. Let me get this straight. Because you guys are going to make a horse's behind out of me. I know it.
Well, you did it already. It's already it's in the Hall of Fame.
It's 3 years old.
But Evan is one of the most played ones.
Yeah. I got his number. Yeah, no, I got his number. Go ahead and say it over the air. I don't care. I got his number.
I know you have his number.
Yeah.
I'm the one that has to call him.
Okay.
So I need his number.
Oh, you want me to text it to you?
Yes.
All righty. No problem.
And you bring your tone down. Well, that's my new thing now, Steinie. Street's talking. Put your glasses back on.
All right. Giants.
Gigantes.
Yeah, you know, here it is again.
What?
Well, 2 weeks ago, they're great. Last week, Goof said they stunk. This week, they're back to being World Series contenders.
No, the internet said they stunk. I just said the bats were impotent. But I'm just telling you, we talked about Ralphie on the other side, rightfully so. But Steinie, they're kind of doing this, getting hot, playing good ball without, him tearing the cover off the ball because he hadn't been a stiff. But, man, if somehow you can get today, sweep the Phillies, set you up off day tomorrow, and a showdown Friday with Logan Webb on the bump and the Dodgers – just, I don't know, Evan said it yesterday, they're looking forward to the break. I don't know what they got going, but man, just think about it.
I think it's pretty, I remember somebody was saying, I can't remember exactly when, a little hazy for me, but I'm pretty sure I remember hearing last week when everybody was in a panic. Oh, but Steinie, they've lost series to Chicago and Miami, and that... And if you look ahead, they got Philadelphia and L.A. and it's the teams that and they handled Philly.
Yeah, but this day, last night was a classic.
You can't rob the Giants of beating a good team. See when here's a mistake that you and Evan make sometimes.
Focusing on the
baseball
game that day.
Is a little bit different in that. Just because you lose a series to the White Sox or the Marlins, it doesn't mean you're automatically going to lose to the Phillies or to the Dodgers.
But the possibility is there.
It's always there, yeah. It doesn't change one way or the other.
Like the Giants are with standards, losing to the White Sox and getting swept by the lowly Marlins.
Yeah.
No matter what you do against good teams, is unacceptable.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Now imagine had they handled business – against those teams, they might be in first place.
They also might have lost the first two games against Philly because they were complacent after a hot stretch.
Well, I'm still waiting for you to take the other side, which is what you tend to do. So if they're playing poorly, don't worry about it. They play tomorrow. They could always win as opposed to now. Well, they could lose today.
Sure, they could. They could win or lose today.
Yeah, that's on the table. That's called sports. But the thing that you do is basically downplay everybody's emotions. So I'm actually surprised today that you lean so much into the jubilance of Giants fans, because it's your job to typically tell them what they should feel.
He's on fire. Oh, please.
You are the feelings police. Yep.
I'm the feelings police. You can get as excited as you want. I would never take away another person's joy or excitement. The issue is...
That's a lie.
The issue is, stop quitting on your team. Stop quitting on your team 9 times a year.
If my kid brings home an F on a test, we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Then you go get an A, then we'll talk about that.
Well, that's
come on, Stoney, that's all we're... Like, let's not even look forward. I know they got a game for you. But come on, last night was incredible. 3-1.
Of course it was.
And... it was really Pagan years ago against the Rockies. We played that sound, that walk off. But I'm being real, Stoney, and we've been here before, and you can look at the Giant record and back me up on this. This season thus far, there's been more positive than negative in regard to their play.
You wouldn't know it, though.
Well, for this point, just follow me here. And right now, Stoney, that was a moment that I think will define this season. Not that they're going on to win the World Series had they won or lost it, but my point is there's some magic and something special going on. Maybe not 107 wins. What did you say right now? They're trending at 90. That should suffice. But I got this team going to the playoffs and winning a round. Those are my expectations, and it's within their grasp. But I just got to give kudos to Melvin, because I've come down his road. They're getting hit, but they handled that part, hit gate, and it's just – happenstance now, you know, it's just kind of fluke that they're getting hit. But the bottom line is, I was really watching that game in its entirety thinking, okay, bottom of the order, the lineup, I don't know if they're going to pull it out. And the way that they did is, and the word that comes to mind is Irvin Johnson, magical. That's all. That was a magical moment last night. What says you? Like, you can't even put water on that.
I'd like to, but
Evan checked you.
I won't.
Yeah.
Evan checked.
Well,
he knows.
He knows just, you.
And no, he knows. Evan is like the mediator. When he knows somebody's on the verge of getting counted out, then he.
Well, that was you, because
he's like
today,
All-Star Wrestling. Like, he comes out with a chair.
I get that, but today he was telling you that shit's not working, Jack.
No,
it's all positivity. That's what he was telling you.
Well,
from the guru computer.
It can be all positivity.
And we're shocked that you're not like, hey. Did you see the video of some fans walking out before the start of the bottom of the ninth? But don't talk about that. But, you know, that was there. There were some fans that I saw leaving.
What's new? Like, here's the other thing. Giants fans aren't any better or worse than any other fans.
I hadn't said that.
They leave early, just like everybody. You know.
But you leave early when there's doubt. And I sure as hell had it on my sofa.
You had doubt.
It's 3-1. Bailey and the
Leave if you have doubt?
Well, I leave. I'm in my living room, so I have no choice. But I'm just thinking this is gonna be a big hill to climb. Yeah. And they went, what's your movie you turned me on to? Hope Solo. A Free Solo.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, there you go, E. All right. Let's take a couple calls on some great calls. Let's go to Jesse. Jesse's in Livermore. Hey Jess, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Steiny, good talking to you. Guru, big fan.
All right, thanks, buddy.
One of my calls is, this was 2017. This is Raiders versus Chiefs, when the Raiders had to win the game 3 times, and Greg Popa on the call, and his excitement when they finally did score that touchdown.
That was a Thursday.
Then,
was it a Thursday
quiet.
Game?
I'm going to be quiet.
Okay.
Let me finish.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, that was a Thursday night football.
Yes, I remember.
Now, let me ask you something, Jess. Do you feel like, you know, having watched Pop the long, you know, and heard him, more excited for the Raiders call or Niners call?
Raiders call. I'm a Raiders fan, but since I found out Greg Popa was calling games for the Niners,
sure.
I've been watching more Niners games and listening to the radio
nice.
Call, because I just love. That is my childhood right there.
Appreciate the call, Jesse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Papa's had a number of numerous calls. Sleepy Floyd is Superman.
That made the movie. Shout out Freaky Tales. That was in there, that audio.
Somebody else wrote, this one's for you, Steiny. Havlicek stole the ball.
You remember that one. That is a great one.
I've seen it on video. I don't remember the call.
Hey, but I wasn't one of them doing that saying, come on now. See,
you're sticking it to me early.
No, I'm not. I'm just like the one I'm about to bring up.
Okay.
Evan won't do it. He'll be like, damn, Goo, for you to bring that up, you and Norm are really in the garage on Queen Anne Drive, and that happened. But it was the Holy Roly game with Chargers, Raiders.
What game?
Holy
Roly?
Yeah. Okay. You know what I'm talking about, Dave Casper?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Okay. See, I can't even. What? Evan, just jump in.
Roller.
Hey, but Roly just, that just, come on, it hits different. But, dude.
They changed the rule.
Oh, my gosh. But he
is.
Yeah,
the Holy Roller.
Yeah. But Bill King is, Steiny, he's my GOAT. He did all three sports.
Yes, he did.
And he was, I can't tell you which one he was better at. Mike Fleming.
Thank you, Murillo. And there's a steal by Bird.
Yeah. That was great.
Where's the ashtray?
Is that Johnny Most?
Oh, dude, that is a great call. The Pistons.
Here's my Johnny
I hated Most. The Celtics. Give it to me.
Shot by Bird in the corner. No, hold on.
Not bad.
Rebound by Parrish. He's wearing Malone.
He's wearing. Hey, Steiny, I'm going to give you a two. That ain't bad.
DJ to Bird. Bird, 18-footer, off the rim. Rebound, Parrish. He's wearing Malone. Anything?
Dude, that's my call. Not bad. Yeah.
Okay. Casey Johnson coming up momentarily. Chicago Sports Network. He's a Chicago Bulls insider, and they've got a situation brewing in Chicago, or maybe I should say not brewing. Just like the Warriors have something not brewing with Jonathan Kuminga. They have their own restricted free agent.
What do you
agent.
Think of Giddy real quick, Steiny? It's just as a player right now.
I mean, honestly, I'd trade him right now for Kuminga. I just would.
Mm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Why not? Warriors need a backup point. Somebody on the text line is saying, ha ha, you got to ask Casey Johnson, if the Warriors offered our $14 million exception to Giddey, would it put them on the hot seat? And could it be a way to start the dominoes? Well, here's the problem with that, because I gave that some thought. But I'm pretty sure that if the Warriors have the mid-level to offer, right, it may mean that they have to rescind the qualifying offer to Kuminga. So if they rescind the qualifying offer to Kuminga and make an offer to Giddey, if the Chicago Bulls match,
gotcha,
then the Warriors are kind of stuck.
No, no.
We got him?
It's kind of been that way.
All right. All guests on 95.7 The Game. Well, hold on, let me do it this way. With KC coming on. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, on Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in the city. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop, and we do it every time we've got KC Johnson.
Yeah.
Go ahead. It was the one of my infamous gaffes. I've had a few of them, but this is what the last interview sounded like with KC Johnson. Let's welcome in KC Johnson, writes for the Chicago Tribune, also works for NBC Sports Chicago. What's up, KC? How you doing?
Steiny, I left the Tribune 6 years ago.
Oh, man. All right.
Never gets old.
Okay,
KC.
Let me get it right. Let's welcome in KC Johnson, Chicago Bulls insider, for the Chicago Sports Network.
My man,
yes.
You got it right.
Ah, sweet. What's up, KC? How you doing, man?
How's life in the Bay Area? One of my favorite places in the country. I love that place.
Yeah, it's doing well. Let me, we got stuff brewing with Jonathan Kuminga, a restricted free agent. He's one of the few that didn't get extended last summer. Josh Giddey of the Bulls also didn't get extended last summer. If I were to just say, hey, KC, what's going on with Josh Giddey? How would you answer that?
I would answer that he was the highest member of that draft class not to get extended last fall. So he beats Jonathan Kuminga in that department. But look, it's a slow, restricted free agency market for a lot of reasons, the biggest of which only the Brooklyn Nets had max salary cap space entering free agency, and they moved right into that with the acquisition of Michael Porter Jr. from the Denver Nuggets. So there's just not any offer sheets to sign out there. Now, obviously, sign and trade discussions can take place with teams, but I've heard very little on that front regarding either Josh Giddey or Jonathan Kuminga. And look, the Bulls are being smart. They recognize they have the power because they have matching rights, and they realize it's a slow-moving marketplace, and they're obviously trying to get him on a team-friendly deal. This is not to say that they don't like Josh Giddey, because they do. They traded Alex Caruso for him. It's to say that they're trying to be prudent and judicious and smart as they enter this offseason.
KC, always a pleasure to talk to you, man. And I just got to share with you, what are the Bulls trying to do? Where are they at now? And I got a man crush on Coby White, and I was telling Steiny and the listeners here, is one, your thoughts on Kuminga, and if they were to do some type of crazy sign and trade, how could the Bulls not want Coby White?
Well, I think the Bulls do want Coby White. I think there's been some chatter about him being available. I have not heard that from the people that I talked to. So, you know, he's in an interesting situation because he's outplayed the team-friendly deal that he's on that came out of his own restricted free agency a couple years ago. And the Bulls would love to extend him this offseason because the CBA rules prohibit Coby from getting 140% raise beyond 140%. So that would be another team-friendly deal. Kobe's not going to do that. He's going to hit unrestricted free agency next summer, but the Bulls still can re-sign him then. And everything I've been led to believe is that the Bulls still value him highly internally. Yeah, the Bulls are going through a change, obviously. It started with last summer with the trade of Caruso for Giddey, and then the sign-in trade of DeMar DeRozan, and then obviously moved Zach LaVine during the season. So they're trying to kind of retool on the fly, stay competitive, get younger, and rebuild that way. It's hard to do. They're kind of loosely using the Indiana Pacers as their role model, trying to build out a roster 9 or 10 deep. But, you know, the Pacers obviously have two dudes in Siakam and Halliburton, although the latter obviously is in a just really sad situation right now. But I predict he'll come back. So we'll see. I mean, Kobe and Giddey are kind of the faces of the franchises. Matis Buzelis is another nice piece, and then we'll see where it goes.
KC Johnson joining us on 95.7 The Game, Chicago Bulls insider for the Chicago Sports Network. It feels to me like over the last year or so, KC, like the Warriors and Bulls have been linked, whether it's, you know, LaVine's name came up out here, Lonzo Ball's name came up out here, and the name that's always come up out here is Vucevic. Where are the Bulls with him right now? I know he's got one more year left.
Yeah, so I've been told, because you're absolutely right, Steiny, you know, these teams have been linked quite a bit in the last couple of years. And I was told that before the Warriors moved in on and realized they could get Butler, I heard that they were pretty, you know, in some pretty substantive talks with the Bulls regarding LaVine, and that Vucevic might have even been involved in that deal. I've since heard that the Warriors' interest in Vucevic has cooled a little bit. I think he'd be a great fit there. You know, I don't know what kind of, you know, draft capital they have remaining to trade, because that's what the Bulls would be looking for in return. And here's the thing with Vooch, like, he's like the total pro, so he can handle being part of a competitive team. He can handle being part of a rebuilding team. But I do feel like there's a certain sense of obligation here now within the Bulls franchise to kind of do right by Vooch and try to get him to a better place, because, you know, Vooch is looking around going, wait, Caruso's gone, DeRozan's gone, LaVine's gone, why am I still here? You know, so, but I do think, you know, he's available, but they're not just going to give him away because he's a really good player too. So if the right deal comes along, they'll make that move. You know, you guys know how this league is. Everything's fluid, right? But last I heard, when I was talking to people around the draft combine, I'd heard that the Warriors' interest in Vucevic had cooled a little bit.
Wow. And I think he can play. I'm curious here, Casey, this question I ask you. Obviously, no right or wrong answer, but I'm a 70s baby, and I tell Steiny all the time, I'm used to players staying put and building something and losing and coming back and trying to extract revenge. But I can't ignore what guys like Sham Sharani have told us. You know, just last week, boy, this is going to be a big free agency class and splash. And I got a lot of friends and fans disappointed. Can you walk us through, you know, hearing those reports and then what you saw? And if you care at all, that has kind of been quiet on the set this year in free agency.
I don't mind it because, like, look, this league is cyclical and it goes through cycles. And right now, to me, what the cycle is this is the reaction to the new CBA. And I think it's less about... I think it's less about the apron. Well, I mean, it's partly about the apron rules. I know Draymond Green recently opined that. What I would say is, to me, most teams are extending their own players, and that's a byproduct of this collective bargaining agreement. You're seeing these guys sign massive extensions with their own teams to stay put. And so I just don't think, like, the free agency class is as, you know, star-studded. And it, the days of, you know, ring hunting and star power and big three, those are kind of going by the wayside a little bit. And I also think if you look at the last couple of seasons, like, huge names have been moved via the trade market. And so to me, like, that's another reaction to the new CBA. Like, the trade market has kind of become the new free agency. So, I mean, some massive names have been moved in the trade market. So that's the way I view it. You know, there's still been some movement, not a lot, but it's mostly been guys signing extensions with their own teams.
Yeah, KC Johnson joining us on 95.7 The Game, Chicago Bulls insider for the Chicago Sports Network. Yeah, I want to wait to see next summer's free agency because I'm hearing that, you know, teams will have more money and the class is better. So I don't know about you, but I'm willing to say this is a one-year thing until I see it continue for a couple more years.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like I said before, like we all knew going into free agency, only Brooklyn had, you know, massive salary cap space. And the word around the league was that Brooklyn was going to kind of keep their powder dry and try to save some of their cap space for next year. Then they make the Michael Porter Jr. Acquisition that ate up some of that cap space. So they're not really major players anymore. But yeah, we haven't even gotten really to Kuminga yet. I've heard it slow. I mean, I've all along kind of thought he was going to go back there on a short-term deal. I don't know how much you guys probably talk about it a lot, but what's kind of your guys' thoughts on where Kuminga is going to be?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, we talked to it ad nauseum, you know, and it's frustrating, and we have different opinion of him, Casey, but I was just going to ask you that. So the guy fell out the rotation. Curry gets hurt, and we're still sick with that hamstring blue. And here comes Kuminga. They don't win. But, Casey, I'm watching those three or four games. Like, you're telling me this guy doesn't fit or couldn't help another team? So I feel like with the right toolage and opportunity, Kuminga could be a player. And I know he's not perfect, but that's the frustrating part. It looks like Kerr can't find a role for him. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm telling Steiny and you, I want him to remain here. But how do you see it? Like, how did you take in his playoff performance? Did that change what you thought of him?
My opinion, I mean, he clearly played well, so let's start there. But my opinion on him from afar, and obviously you never know unless you cover a team, you know, you don't know how it works on the inside, right? So this is just my opinion from afar. He's clearly skilled. He's clearly athletic. I don't know if, like, he's the most instinctive basketball player, and I don't know if he can thrive in a team system. I think he's kind of more like a athlete who, like, just shines individually. And I don't know. That's just my impression from afar. I don't know if I'm right. And I, again, don't cover him on a daily basis. I don't want to speak ill on the guy. I think he's clearly skilled in the right opportunity. He might be a very good player. You know, he'd been linked to the Bulls some. I never bought into that. And the offseason moves the Bulls have made, to me, have said that even more strongly. Like, they've traded for Isaac Okoro, and they've drafted a young wing in Noah Essienge from France, who's obviously a project at 18 and a half years old. But, yeah, I'm curious to see where Kuminga goes. And at this point, I expect him to be back with Golden State, and it's up to them to try to figure out how to make it work there.
Casey Johnson joining us on 95.7 The Game, Bulls insider for the Chicago Sports Network. I mean, you know, having covered the league forever – or for a long time, you and me, like, what's going to be the impetus? Let's just talk about Giddey. What is going to be the impetus to him either, you know, getting a deal or getting moved? Like, what is going to be the thing that moves this thing? And I would assume it'll work for Kuminga too. The answer.
Yeah, I mean, my feeling is, like, there's that stat Bobby Marks has been touting lately, like only three players have signed a qualifying offer and played on the qualifying offer in the last 5 years. I mean, the Bulls have all the leverage here.
Right.
He's a restricted free agent, so my sense of how the negotiations are going is, you know, it's pretty well documented. Giddey saw the Jalen Suggs deal and wanted $30 million as well because he went one pick behind him, and they're not similar players, but have similar, you know, standing within the organization. And I've just never heard that number associated from the Bulls end. So, like, he's not getting $30 million this offseason from the Bulls, I'll tell you that. It would take another team to want to sign him to a $30 million deal for him to get that, and then the Bulls to agree to a sign and trade. The Bulls don't have to do anything. They can say, here's the number. Here's generational wealth for 4 or 5 years. Do you want that, or do you want to play on the qualified offer of $11 million and risk it? I mean, that's what restricted free agency is all about. I'm assuming the Warriors are having similar conversations with Jonathan Kuminga's representatives. That's just the reality of it, especially in this marketplace, which, as we've talked about on this segment, has been pretty scarce and pretty slow moving. So the Bulls were really proactive in extending Patrick Williams in restricted free agency to a 5-year, $90 million deal. I all along said that even though he's been an underachieving player and a player who's had trouble staying healthy, I was less hung up on $18 million a year. I didn't really mind that, especially with the rising salary cap. I didn't love the 5 years, and now you're in year two of that deal, and that contract already can't be moved. So that's kind of why the Bulls are now even more like, all right, we learned from that one. We've got to hold to our guns here and just play hardball. And you don't want to alienate the guy either, because I want to emphasize, right, like, the biggest point of this. Like, they traded Alex Caruso for him. They like Josh Giddey. They like how he played the second half of last season, but they also don't want to just go, here's 5 years, $150 million. So, like Kuminga, I think this will stretch out a little bit. It already has, and we'll see where both teams end up.
Is it one of those, Casey, domino effects? We see Giddey sign, and then you see, could something happen with Kuminga and the rest of the unrestricted free agents?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know the Warriors' books as well as I know the Bulls' books, but I assume, again, with restricted free agency, that's kind of in general how it goes. Like, a team goes, hey, do you want this much guaranteed money over 4 years? Because this is the number we're not budging from, and if you don't like it, then play on the qualifying offer. Yeah. That's just how teams roll. So, again, I don't know the Warriors' books or tax situation as well as I know the Bulls, but I guarantee you right now the Bulls are not offering $30 million a year to Josh Giddey.
Wow.
And I think we can say the same thing out here about Jonathan Kuminga. Hey, Casey.
You're the man.
Really appreciate it, man, and I hope you've forgiven me, and I'll get it right. I'll get it right from here on out.
Yeah, I liked you before, but now you got it right. You have me back anytime, man. I'm all yours, man.
There you go.
I wanted to clear something up, but I'll let him go because I know he's busy.
Well, all right, guys.
Okay. All right, thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Thanks, you buddy.
Thanks, later.
All right, Casey Johnson, Chicago Sports Network.
Yeah, he's great.
What were you gonna do?
To clear up the myth that you and I have when we're eating the chicken Caesar salad and having one of our great debates about guys like a Michael Jordan or a Bird intimidating possible free agents, you know, coming to that city after. And I mean, a lot of it's bad luck, too, and the Bulls have had that. But they haven't landed that guy. But, Stoney, it's interesting, his version of the CBA as far as guys on their own team are coming back. But those are the top-tier guys. Talk to me about the Giddeys and the Kamingas. That's what Draymond was talking about. We saw Banchero. All the big dogs are getting their chicken. We're talking about the middle class.
Yeah, they don't deserve it. Maybe some of them don't deserve what they're asking.
Damn.
And, you know, the other thing is if they weren't restricted, I'm sure it would be wrapped up by now. But like I said yesterday, I would never let a client of mine become restricted.
Man, is that it?
I just, that's just me. Mm. Because there's just no motivation for the home team to overpay in that situation. And your idea of overpaying and the teams is usually different. And you just don't have to do it. So why would you do it? But KC brings up a good point about you don't want to alienate the player either.
Yeah, no doubt.
So it's
where you think Kuminga's at? Alienated or past that? Or
I don't know.
Was already alienated before the season even ended.
Is Josh Giddey alienated in Chicago? I'm not sure. I don't know how these guys are feeling.
But if you think of what
feeling.
They used to get, Caruso was a piece, right? I mean, a big piece. And now he's got another ring. Like, if I'm Josh, I know they want me here. But now he's like, show me the money. Tom Cruise.
Well, like, that's the other thing. The Bulls and the Warriors can both say, and the Warriors have multiple times, we want Kuminga here. Well, of course they do. At a number they like, not at a number he likes. So, yeah, in a perfect world, the Warriors would like to keep Kuminga. But they don't have to break the bank for him. That's just the way it goes.
Yeah, and again, I got to say this, Donnie. There should be a drop-dead date to where take these two player names out, Giddey and Kuminga, to where you got to get off the pot or you got to use it. You know what I mean? Out of this does nobody any good, the fact that this can just linger.
It's
and I couldn't imagine being one of the players.
Oh.
Now, see, there you go.
I ain't like
your pro-owner. I mean, I'm not
pro-owner at all, but I do know. I recognize that Kuminga's in a brutal spot, and he and his agent put themselves there. And
I get
and
that.
And I would have never put Kuminga in this position if there was something that sounds like was on the table that was on the table. Then he's on his own.
So do you think I'm missing the caveat or the nugget of today's Wednesday? Something could pop off for Kuminga and the Warriors Thursday when I feel like everything's dried up. You know what it's reading. Make a decision.
They don't have to. They don't have to. They can, and you know what's funny is, here's a question. When does free agency end? Yeah, the day before the season starts.
See, and that's what I'm getting at. That's not, I don't think that's good.
I mean, then come to an agreement. Like, I don't think it's, I'm not disagreeing with you, but it's that, like what's happening with Kuminga and Giddey to me is about the system. It's not about either player or either team.
Mm.
That's just right. Me, though. So, yeah, we can talk a little bit more about that. But Casey Johnson of the Chicago Sports Network basically describing in Chicago the same thing that's happening right here in Golden State.
And here I go. I don't want to pit player against player, but we can all look at each other in the face, you and I and Evan, and say that Giddey's a more complete player right now than Kuminga, right?
Huh. I mean, I think Giddey's more polished, obviously.
Which is kind of where I'm getting at.
But I kind of think they're on the same level as a play, you know, in terms of ability and I guess I get they don't play the same position, but I wouldn't say, oh, Kuminga's got way more value than Giddey, or Giddey's got way more value than Kuminga. I kind of think they're in the same ballpark. Mm. What do you think?
I'm gonna piggyback off of what Casey said, because depending on who you talk to, Stani, you can cross the racial lines when you describe a player and cerebral and all that stuff, or he's athletic. But for Casey Johnson, who's got no dog in the fight, to call Kuminga instinctive and an athlete, I was going to ask you and Evan.
Non-instinctive.
Yeah, non-instinctive.
Yeah.
When you have those gifts of athleticism, but you lack in this area, doesn't that detract from that?
Yes. Yeah.
And I don't think, I think Kuminga's figured that out or battled it, but it's so frustrating because it's like when he's in the game, he's in a time, like we're just watching him through this scrutiny, like he can't relax. And I wonder if that has something to do with a guy like Casey from another city looking at Kuminga, to where if Kuminga were to get 25 to 30 guaranteed minutes a night, would we see less of that player being non-instinctive?
I think it's a fair question. You know, the one thing I know about Casey, and we were joined by Casey Johnson of the Chicago Sports Network, is, and we've actually talked about this in the past. Go ahead, give me the drop. We both agree that it's hard to talk about a player you only see 5-10 times a year.
Right.
And that's why, to me, I was loving watching Jimmy Butler play for 40 or 50 games, because you learn more about a player in 4 months than you do in 4 years if you don't see him play quite as much. So he was very careful. I know how he is. He's very careful about Kuminga and how he talks about him. But yeah, it's clear that he thinks he's kind of a one-on-one player, doesn't really fit the system, great athletically, but maybe not instinctive, like Casey said. Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, no, that's exactly what everybody thinks. Not everybody, but that's the dilemma.
Yeah, and if we just, you know, do the autopsy on the 4 years for Kuminga here, Stani, I'm not handing out scholarships or Hershey Kisses, but the bottom line is it's unfortunate that Jonathan Kuminga had to start his career here with a team that was basically still a dynasty, or had the residue of a dynasty. Stani, this dude's still an embryo. He's at the embryo stages of his career in regard to the one thing he's missed is how to fit in this calculus type of basketball system. If you go somewhere else and it's general math and it's kind of dumbed down a bit and you can rely more on your natural instincts and gifts, That's what has me. Yeah, I'm not telling you how many games they'll win, but you put Kuminga in Washington or New Orleans, Steiny, those numbers, I'm telling you, are going to be there.
I noticed you're talking about individual numbers.
Right.
We haven't mentioned anything about the team.
How do you get, like,
you
I'm,
win.
I'm doing, no, how do you get paid?
Win.
But you know what I'm talking about. 90% of how these guys, Banchero and the guy likes, are getting all this money is because they put up numbers.
You know what?
That's what it's about, Steiny. He's a great passer. It's about putting up numbers, and that's what...
Kuminga is not in Banchero's league.
I'm not saying
they
that.
They made the
he
playoffs
He wants the opportunity
behind
to show you he can
You think
be.
Jonathan Kuminga...
No, he's not. I'm not. Don't make me say
no,
that I'm
but
saying
I'm,
that.
What I'm saying is don't compare him to Banchero. Banchero's the best player on the Magic, and they made the playoffs. Like... Kuminga hasn't done anything like that.
Right.
And here's the other thing.
He wants the opportunity.
Okay, but here's the other thing. This is the other incongruity. If the Warriors have this great culture, how can it be unfortunate that Kuminga got drafted here?
It's the same reason Jordan Poole got slapped in the face and got jettisoned out of here.
Okay, so then we can't talk about the culture
not being great. I felt like I was lied to. That culture took a hit for me. Still Warriors on mine, but I've told you this in the same microphone. Like, miss me with all that. And now Looney's gone for the same bread. Those dudes are never, you're never supposed to put on another uniform. So I'm just telling you, Steiny. All I'm, like people say I'm falling in love or I'm caping up for Kuminga. I'm not. I'm caping up for he just needs the, he's yearning for the opportunity.
He's had 4 years of opportunity. I'm
really?
Yelling at you. I'm just messing around.
I get it. Put your glasses back on.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. I mean, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Right.
But it did hit me. He was just unfortunate that he got drafted here. And I'm thinking...
Think about it. We could
look at that two different ways for sure. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Hey, guys, next week is our All-Star Week prize blowout, and we have some incredible things to give away. This is next week. Warriors prize packs, Giants prize packs, a day pass to Outside Lands, 4 day passes to Aftershock, and gift cards to the Valkyries merchandise store and Laughing Monk Brewing. Listen at 7:30, 12:30, and 4:30 on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week. You can win every single day, every show, every day. It all starts on Monday. Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Our relationship on the brink.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Your boy's kind of excited.
Evan?
No, me.
No.
About? I'm in the middle of kind of a whirlwind.
That is funny. Midlife crisis?
No, that's... First of all, I'm too old for a midlife crisis.
My bad. The red sports car study. My bad.
So, yeah, 2 weeks ago, I was at my buddy's birthday party this past weekend. There you go. This past weekend, my daughter got married, and that doesn't get one. Thank you. And this weekend, I'm going golfing, and Dibs is a party.
Out of town.
Yeah, in Tahoe.
Yeah, speak on it.
Oh,
you guys riding up together?
No, he's I think he's starting he's off today.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow and Friday.
It's Willard and Grandy.
You know how I am. No, tomorrow I think is Evan.
Oh, yeah.
And Grandy.
Evan leaving
which
us.
He's told you before the show, remember?
Oh, I'm going to watch tomorrow, Toots. I got three kids and a bunch of problems. I'm sorry if I forgot that, E.
That's okay.
E is my dog, man.
It's okay.
But, dude, what a win last night from the Giants.
It was all right.
Now, why'd you do the LeBron?
You startled me a little bit.
All right.
You know what? I want to do this again. Because we were just talking about it off the air, and there's a lot of conflicting.
Yeah.
Not conflicting, but we had a good discussion about it. So, first of all, this is Will Fleming, Dave Fleming's brother, the play-by-play man for the Red Sox.
Right.
This is what he said a few days back.
That stuff is real. The stuff that's coming out about, you know, his intransigence and his unwillingness to do some of those things. The only thing I can liken it to is like a broken marriage in a way where you just hope that it just was poisoned and it was never going to get better in that way. Just the communication and the feelings were hurt on both sides. So I just think if he comes here and he's here now, I think that it has a chance to be a great new start for him. And I don't think he's ever going to be like the face of the franchise of any franchise. He's never going to do a ton of media. He's never going to talk a lot, and that's fine. And by the way, the Red Sox acknowledged that too, when they gave him $300+ million, they never asked him to do a lot of that stuff. They said, we just want you to hit, and hit he does.
All right. So that was, that was Will Fleming talking about Devers, but this is the one I want to play
because
this has us feeling a certain kind of way. This is Will Clark. I played it earlier, but take another listen to it on ostensibly Devers not showing up to a couple appointments with Will Clark.
So Matt Williams and Bob Melvin want me to go out there and work with him around first base. No problem. And we weren't going to like go through anything physical. We're just going to walk through and say, hey, look, if throw's coming from over there, stand this way. Throw's coming from over there, stand that way. It wasn't going to be this big thing, right? And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he did not come out early at all, period. Not at all. Matter of fact, he didn't even hit on the field, right? And everybody's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, Will. I'm so sorry. I'm like, hey, don't worry about it. I said, I know what the happened. I said, he didn't want to go out and be at first base and be 20 feet in front of their freaking dugout with, you know, what went on in Boston. And now he's working with me at first base. He didn't want to have to go through all that bull through the press and the media. And so anyway, so I completely understand. But Rafael Devers, the next time I'm in San Francisco, your ass will be on the field at first base. Just letting you know that. Just from the
But if he's not going to go out, he's going to tell you.
Hey, look, even if I got to go grab you by the back of the neck and drag your ass out there, you will be at first base.
Man, oh, man, Stani, I'm not trying to make nothing up. I'm just telling you, man.
Real quick, that's the Deuces Wild podcast. Will Clark and Eric Burns. Sorry, go.
No, I'm getting goosebumps of like, that's not how you. And then one, Stani, who was everybody apologizing to Will? And if he didn't come out Friday, why didn't the middleman or the manager go to him Friday and say, hey, you missed the session or nothing to see here. Let's get back at it Saturday. Will's acting like he has all the answers, but I'm just going here, Stani. You can't talk to today's athlete. I'm going to grab you behind the neck. It just hits different. Tell me if I'm making that up or just hearing that don't even sit well with me if I'm Ralphie Devers.
This is one of those things where, to me, we've got to take ourselves out of the hometown passion. And what I mean by that is Rafael Devers is a great player who's been in Boston his whole career. And he comes to the Bay Area, and Will Clark says this. And I don't even know, we don't even know if Devers is aware of this. However, like that, I'm sorry, Will Clark doesn't mean anything to Devers. He has no idea, you know, who Will Clark is other than an idea of who Will Clark is.
Okay, you're right, but why did Will think he was supposed to get with him Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and he mentioned Williams and the manager, Bob Melvin?
Because they wanted Will Clark, apparently, I'll take him at his word, Matt Williams and...
No,
and,
I get that.
Okay.
But why after Friday's no-show, why was Will expecting Saturday to be different? We were just talking about communication.
I don't know.
Telling you, I'm just saying, Sonny, I could be totally wrong here. Great win last night. But an old school icon, Will Clark, saying, I'm going to grab you by the neck.
I'm with you.
That don't sit well with me.
I'm with you. And I know he just, and that's the other thing. Like, he just got to town. He doesn't.
Right.
Let him settle in. And I get, if you want to teach him how to play first base, let me ask you this. You think he's going to play any first base this year?
I know Will and the Dibs differ. I thought for sure, but now with this injury, Stani, if they're not going to give him a stint or give him ultra rest, my answer is going to be no.
I'm leaning that way too. I'm leaning that way too. But I'm with you. There's something missing to this story.
And who, apologized to Will?
Well,
on behalf of who?
On behalf of Devers, clearly. Like, obviously, if Will Clark was out there and Devers doesn't show up, I'm sure Matt Williams and Melvin were like, sorry, I'm really sorry. You know, we thought, but I'm not convinced Devers knew.
Okay.
And what do I know about the situation? Nothing.
But what if he did?
Only I've heard from Will Clark.
What if he did?
What if he did what?
What if Devers did know and was like, I'm not doing that?
Then the comparison to Jimmy Butler is right on the money. I do think he's got some Butler in him, which I'm not even saying is a good
but
thing
I feel
or a bad
like
thing.
I'm with you because, again, I'm not trying to be the National Enquirer, but Stani, there's a disconnect with the communication. And the fact that Will Clark brought up the manager, Melvin's name, and nobody got to Rafi and said, hey, we thought you were going to go out there and get some work Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Stani, I just feel like me being Perry Mason, that's Rafi telling you he ain't coming at all.
I'm not convinced Rafael Devers knew anything. But here's the other thing. I don't want Will Clark working with Devers.
And wow.
I'd rather have Brandon Belt work with Devers.
All
right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Just heard Will Clark yelling at some clouds. And,
man,
I mean, if you're Rafi Devers, do you have to feel beholden in a way to a Giants great that you know nothing about? 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.